Jonathan Shepherd, who says, here we go, as a life member of the RHS, holder of two national plant collections, I'm aware of the important green spaces that we have. Many years ago, Res Publica did a report on the right to beauty. Recent polling showed that in terms of levelling up, the immediate thing that voters wanted was some sort of restoration in terms of civic pride. What work, he asks, is being done to engage MPs in red wall areas about what horticulture can do there? Secretary of State, I'll start with you.
Yeah, well, so we've got our the England Tree Strategy, and there are components in there that are very much around supporting local authorities to plant trees in the urban environment, and to, you know, that can be individual trees or landscaped areas. So there's one part of that. But also we have the levelling up white paper that's coming from Michael Gove's department later this week. And I think you can expect to see quite a bit on that in there, in that we've already announced our intention to have local nature recovery strategies where we designate new areas for local nature reserves in particular localities, but also biodiversity net gain that's going to try to basically hardwire nature into the design of new construction, new build estates, and where that's not possible to make space for nature in and around them. So it's absolutely a key part of Pride in Place, which is itself identified as a major component of the Prime Minister's Levelling Up strategy. And I think you'll see a bit more about this on Wednesday when that white paper is published.
Anyone else on levelling up on the red wall and horticulture? You had Sue's hands going up.
Yeah, I think it's a really good question, and we're doing, so thank you for being a member and all the rest of that, but it's great of the Red Wall. So, for example, we worked very closely with local authority in Salford to open up Bridgewater there, which is 164-acre garden, and that's got obviously trees in that, but also a whole variety of both native trees and non-natives to really make sure that we get biodiversity coming into there. But also to the local pride area, Britain in Bloom is Europe's biggest community gardening. And I would invite all of you to come to a Britain in Bloom group, because if you want to see local pride and take there, we give them mainly really quite small grants. And from those small grants, I mean, sometimes less than £1,000, they can really transform their community. So I hope, you know, both those of us in the industry and also local government, that we can work more and more in partnership to really be able to deliver not only joyful beauty, but also help the mental health crisis and the environment.
Anyone in the country file this week will have seen what Durham has done along the coast in the most polluted areas, where you really did have all the remains of the coal industry. And all over the country, local authorities have been, I think, particularly good at doing this. And one of the things I hope the government will understand, and in the levelling up plan will accept, is that we do need to have better partnership between central and local government. We won't meet the climate change demands. We won't really do what needs to be done for levelling up unless we can recover a proper relationship between central government and local government. And it seems to me this is a very, very important role. And I would have thought something which both the Secretary of State for DEFRA and Michael Gove would actually want to do. I think we've got to get away from the historic situation and build a new relationship.
James, anything on levelling up, or do you want to pass?
No, I was just going to just make the point that the horticultural industry is widely spread throughout the United Kingdom. I'm sure the Secretary of State will be aware that, you know, there are big businesses in Cornwall, in Lincolnshire, in Lancashire, and indeed north of the border in Scotland. But so from that point of view, that whole growth agenda does lend itself to spreading economic development and economic growth throughout the United Kingdom.
Okay, we'll go to the next.